Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
We are so glad to see all of you. And I was thinking about a little bit of this morning. And I was thinking, I hope everybody has been enjoying this weather. This weather is my kind of weather. 70, 75 and cool in the evenings. I could just live all year round with this kind of weather. And just the beauty and the sunshine and everything that we've been enjoying just so far with all of that. And so we want to welcome all of you today as we gather in the presence of the Lord. And today is Trinity Sunday. Trinity Sunday, and it is one of those dates on the church calendar. And today we stand in awe of the mystery and majesty of the one God revealed in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So as we begin today, let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Well, let's join together there for our call to worship in our bulletin this morning. Holy are you, source and creator of all things. Holy are you, Son and Redeemer of all things. Holy are you, Spirit and Sustainer of all things. We worship you, Holy God, ever three, ever one. Well, let's join together as we sing that familiar hymn that we all know, Holy, 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 47 in the hymn books, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning.
Holy, holy, holy.
let's join together. Let me just say something. I don't know if it's because you know this hymn so well, but man, I can hear you guys singing out today. So that's a wonderful sound to always hear. Let's join together for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. God of majesty, we gather with joyful hearts to remember all you have done and to seek your holy presence. In all ways and for all time, you are with us. So we worship you this day, trusting you will lead us as we serve and care for your world. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And we're going to sing our next hymn. We haven't sung this for a while. I don't remember the last time, but Just a Closer Walk with Thee, 553 in your hymn books.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee.
Invite our children, if they would make their way down this morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing? I tell you what, everybody's looking really sharp today. Wow. All the outfits are looking cool and pretty. And wow, yeah, ours looks cool, but theirs looks pretty, right? We gotta separate us guys out there. So how are you guys doing? Good. Have you been playing a lot? Outside, it's been gorgeous. No more school? Are you glad?
Yeah, I think they're secretly all bad. Yeah.
Get a break. Get summer break and everything. So, How is it that sometimes when we're young, and I kind of remember this a little bit, I understand that, I know where you're coming from. When you're young, sometimes you're just not strong enough. You know what I'm
what I'm saying? We need mom and dad, you know, to help us out, or somebody, grandma, grandpa, somebody to help us at times, because we're just not quite strong enough sometimes on things that we have to do. Or maybe we got to move something, or maybe it's something that we're working on and we're like, I'm not sure what I need to do next. I got to ask dad, or I got to ask mom, or somebody like that. And so I remember those times. I remember when I had to ask my older sisters, or my brothers, or my mom or dad, or grandpa, grandma, depending on what I was doing. And so I needed that help. Well, in our readings today that the adults are going to look at, there's two passages. One is from Psalm 8 that we're going to look at. And the psalmist talks about us human beings as weak and frail. And yet, guess what God calls us to do? He calls us to care for creation. Now, how do we care for creation? I'm not God. How do we do that? How do we do that? If we are weak, we are humans. You probably heard somebody say, well, I'm only human, meaning, you know, I can't fix everything. Or maybe you said, I'm only eight. I'm only eight, you know, I can't. That or whatever, you know. How is it that God calls us to help care for things? He talks about us caring for the animals. He talks about us caring for our environment that we live in. He talks about all of these things. How many of you, do any of you have like farm animals or pets or anything like that? Now, do you help your mom and dad take care of them? Okay, so what do? Okay, so she does, takes care of the guinea pig cages. Okay, yeah.
And I give the cat food.
Okay, so you make sure the cats are fed, or the cat, yeah. What else?
Dog food.
You take care of dog food. Now, do you have any animals or pets like that? You got a cat. Do you help sometimes with that? Yes, yes, yeah. So, you know, make sure they have food, make sure they have water. If they got kitty litter, does anybody have to clean out the kitty litter? That's not a fun job. I don't even like doing it. But sometimes we have to, because what happens if we don't? It starts
stinking.
Yeah, it starts stinking. Yeah. So there we're starting. That's one way we help care for the animals. Have you ever had a wild cat, a stray cat, come up to your house and you fed it? Oh, you didn't feed it?
Yes.
Oh, that's how you got your cat. Well, you know what? Yeah, but by now he probably owns it because he thinks it's his place. Yeah. Yeah. So our third cat came that way. Jody said, kept saying she wanted to feed it, and I said, no, let's not do that. And she did. And it was in the fall, and I thought, you know what's going to happen? When it gets cold out, guess where that cat's going to be? In our house. Yeah, and that's where he is, Smokey, our gray male cat. Yeah, so yeah, just little ways, things like that we can help. How about throwing our trash away instead of out the windows of our cars in the ditch? Do you think that helps with creation? You don't think that helps? So would you like to like be riding your bike down your road and there would be trash all filled in the side ditch where you ride your bike every day? Or how about if people threw out their trash in front of your house? That would not be a good thing. I don't even like it when the neighbor kids leave all their stuff in my yard. Now, I'm not that grumpy old neighbor, so don't get involved. Yes. But, you know, I'm like, you guys can play in the yard. I don't care, but just pick up the stuff and bring it back over into your own yard. Or take your empty water bottle. So we help to take care of those things. That is little ways. Guess what? In our gospel reading today, Jesus calls us to do something else, and that is to take his message, the good news of love, God's love to everybody, even though he knows we're weak and frail. He says, I want you to go, and I want you to baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's why we practice baptism. And he says, and teach people about my ways and my words. Just a little thing. Now, maybe you might say, oh, how can I do that? I don't even know enough about what Jesus teaches. Well, that's why you come every week, and we get to learn about the things Jesus teaches us about. And you know what? As you get older, I think you'll understand that more. And that doesn't just mean the pastors you see. That means that we all can give somebody a hug, say a prayer for them, or whatever, you know, or friends that are hurting or whatever. And those are just little ways that we take the message of God's love. And Jesus says, in a way, he says, I send you out with my authority. So Jesus is with us and with my love. Because that's what we're supposed to carry to everybody else. Because we know, you hear me every week, don't you? Almost every week, you hear me say something about God's love for us. Because God does love us. Okay, you guys are going downstairs this morning.
And we are going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share before we go to prayer. Somebody this morning. Yep.
I just want to thank everyone for praying for me, the cards and the food and their love when I had my surgery on my hip. I'm doing really good. And Doug makes me take my cane and I really don't need it.
It's always safe. It's always safe. Yes, I understand that. We used to tell my dad that, and he did it. And but yes, it's always safe. So, yeah. Somebody else. Yep.
From the prayer group, Brad Netsley Whitney. She needs a lot of prayer.
Would you do me a favor? Because we've been praying for her for like a year. Would you fill out one of the prayer slips so I can get her on our monthly calendar? And so that we can keep her regularly on there because she's had so many issues up and down and she really does need our prayers. Yes.
And then also my son-in-law hurt his shoulder, Bill, and he, when he was up in Rock with the army, and then Priscilla helped that baby do real well, very well, good. Okay.
That's good. You said Karen, right?
Karen.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. Somebody else? Yep. Okay. Say her first name was?
Belinda is his wife and Terry is the husband.
And Belinda's the one that's got?
Terry.
Oh, Terry. Okay. That's right. I think I remember us praying for him either last week or the week before. Okay. So we definitely want to keep Terry in our prayers and ask God to give him strength and hold on there. Yep. Okay. Somebody else? Yep, Bill.
You heard from my wife, Sean. She's been battling issues.
Okay. Those have to be interacting with one another. Holy mackerel. That's not good. Yeah. Well, let's definitely keep Shauna in our prayers. Wow, that's definitely, definitely. Somebody else? Anybody else? Yep.
The Connicky family, they're also their mother. Yeah, it's nothing.
Oh, okay. What's that last name?
Connicky.
Who?
Connicky.
Oh, yes, I know who you're talking about now. Sorry. Yeah, that's, what's his name's mom? Yeah. Well, I'm trying to remember because I haven't seen him in years, and I am friends with him, but sometimes on Facebook, and sometimes stuff just doesn't come up very often anymore. So, and I'm not on it as much either. So.
I also have Linda starts her chemo next week. My friend Linda starts her chemo.
Yes.
And Tom and Linda still haven't done anything for her yet. She's just waiting.
Who was the last one? Okay, so we want to remember the Konecki family and the Linda and Tomlin?
Tomala.
Okay. Okay. Somebody else? Yes.
Unspoken.
Yep. Somebody else? I thought I saw a hand sneak up there. And thank God for her smiling face that's back with us. Yes, so, yes. Somebody else. Let me give you a little update on Ellie. I saw her this week, and from when I saw her at the hospital with her stroke till this week, she is at Piqua Manor for rehab. Thank God they got her in there so she can build all that strength. Anything that was weakened can be restored. She just looked different as day and night. And I thank God for that. And that was a big, big thing that just when I saw her, I was just so thankful. But she's got, but she was her chipper self and everything. And so just continue to pray for her. She said at least 2 weeks for therapy, and then they'll reevaluate her, which is kind of standard, and decide if they want to keep her longer or send her home then. Someone else? Anybody else? And then continue remembering Smoke. I did not see him this week, but I saw him last week, and he was a lot different too from recovery in the hospital till he's in Vandalia at one of the rehab centers there. So anybody else then? All right. So there's several names there that we have to pray for today, and encourage you, if you would, to pray for some of these names. And you're more than welcome to, as always, to lift up any needs that you have or someone you know that you didn't want to mention. And also, one thing is for Jody. Just remember Jody, and she's kind of in the unspoken thing there, but that God would guide with that. Appreciate that this morning. And so I will come and close this out after you have a chance to pray. Thank you. Lord, as we pause this morning, we're thankful for your presence in our lives. We're thankful that you, God, revealed yourself to us through your Son, Jesus the Christ, that he came into this world and gave his life that we might be released and freed to enjoy God's presence in our lives in a very special way, and that we might serve and live for you, and that you sent your Spirit who empowered us that we might live each day and be a blessing to others that we come in contact with. And so we're thankful for all of that and the continued blessings that you give to us. Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned today. We lift up Bread of God. We just ask that you would just do a miracle there in her body and in her life, God. And Lord, I just pray for faith and encouragement in the midst of this, that you will grace her with your presence and minister. Lord, we lift up Bill with his shoulder issue, God, and we ask for your healing touch and grace there. For Karen, who's in critical condition, God, we just need you to move and work in that situation, that you would bring healing and that you would bring restoration, all that's going on there. For Terry, God, Lord, that you will just give her that strength that she needs to hold on, and God, that you will just be with her and bless her and her husband. Lord, we lift up Shauna to you, God, with these issues, not only with her back, but the other issues that are going on. God, we just ask that you would work in those situations. Give wisdom to the doctors in all of that. And touch her body, we pray. Lord, we lift up Linda and Tamala and Ellie and Smoke this morning, God, that your touch would be with each of them today, that you would move in their lives with your grace, with your healing power, with your strength for recovery, for healing, Lord, and bless them. Lord, we lift up the Konecki family with the loss of that mother and grandmother. God, we just ask for your grace and peace and love to be with them and that family in this time of need. And Lord, we lift up these four or five unspoken requests this morning, and maybe others that lifted up special needs there in prayer that they couldn't share. God, we just ask that you would just guide, that you would direct, that you would lead, that you would open doors, that you would extend your grace into each of those situations, and we thank you for that. And Lord, I just pray for healing today. Healing of the hearts, healing of emotions, healing of whatever may need to be done there, God, in our midst today and others that maybe weren't mentioned. Lord, that God, you would just work in situations and bring your grace and your peace into all of that. We thank you that no matter what we face, you are with us always, and that you extend your love and your grace and strength to us to help us go through various things we sometimes encounter or face in life. And we're grateful and thankful for that. Lord, we continue to lift up those on our monthly list. We continue to think about our men and women that are serving in our military today around the world in difficult situations, Lord, and we continue to pray for peace in our world, Lord, ceasing of conflicts, God, resolutions in the midst of issues that are happening. And God, we pray that you'll give wisdom to leaders, not only wisdom, but boldness, Lord, to do the right thing in situations, Lord, where wars and conflicts and civil war, all those things can cease, God, and that there can be better ways that are negotiated. And Lord, we thank you for that today. We ask your blessing upon the rest of this time as we break the bread of your word. May you just feed us, fill us with your faith, encourage us to let us know that you send us with love into our world every day, and that you're with us till the end of the age. And we are thankful for all of that as we ask it now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for praying with us this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And again, thank you for your faithfulness as we give. Jesus talked about how it shall be given to us, pressed down, running over into our bosom, so that we can continue to be a blessing and further the work of God's kingdom. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Join together there for our dedication in the bulletin this morning. Generous God, receive our gifts as act of participation in your unending reign. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from two passages, our lectionary passage readings. The first one comes from Psalm 8, and we're going to read the entire psalm. And then Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name throughout the earth. You made your glory higher than the heavens. From the mouths of nursing babies, you have laid a strong foundation because of your foes in order to stop vengeful enemies. When I look at your skies, at your fingers, at what your fingers made, the moon and the stars that you set firmly in place, what are human beings that you think about them? What are human beings that you pay attention to them? You made them only slightly less than divine, crowning them with glory and grandeur. You've let them govern your handiwork, putting everything under their feet, all sheep and all cattle and all wild animals too, the birds in the sky, the fish of the ocean, everything that travels the pathway of the sea. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name throughout the earth. And then Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. Jesus came near and spoke to them. I've received all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you. Look, I myself will be with you every day until the end of this age. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, a young couple met with their pastor to set a date for their wedding. When he asked whether they preferred a more contemporary wedding service or traditional wedding service, they opted for the contemporary wedding service. On the big day, a major storm forced the groom to take an alternative route to the church. All of a sudden, the streets were flooded, so he rolled up his pant legs to keep his trousers dry in the flooding areas. When he finally reached the church, his best man rushed him into the sanctuary and up to the altar as the ceremony was just beginning to start. The pastor looked down at him, saw his pants rolled up, and says, "Pull your pants down." The groom whispered over to the minister and says, "I've changed my mind. I think I want it to be a more traditional wedding service." By the way, that comes out of a joke book for churches. If you can believe it. I want to talk to you this morning about sent with love. Sent with love. Okay. Vision. Vision is vital. Because we live in an ever-changing world. Some of that change is God-ordained. Seasons in the nature, stages of life, day and night, all of those things are part of the rhythm that God has placed in the world for our good and well-being. However, at the same time, we are surrounded by unstructured changes, chaotic changes at times, if I could use that word. We have faced pandemics, we have faced tornadoes and droughts. We know, especially some of you that are older, remember the wars that we were involved in. You remember the economic struggles, all of these things that happen. And these seemingly random changes can cause us to drop our heads and just try to get through the days. But it is vision that lifts our heads. And it is God's vision that reminds us that we are created for greater things than all of that that we worry about day in and day out. For eternal things, for kingdom things or kingdom ways. And on this Trinity Sunday, as we stand in awe of the vision of God's, the vision of God whose reputation, whose name, as the psalmist said, is magnificent throughout the earth and even is greater than the heavens. And the Christ who is always sending us forth with love is with us no matter what. And somehow it's so easy for us in our day-to-day activities and things that we're focused on, things that we got to get done or whatever, we can get sidetracked and forget that vision before us. Jesus really talked a lot about that in the Sermon on the Mount, you know, where he went through that big litany about what is your life worth to you and why do you worry? Why are you anxious for this and that? It's because we're part of this world. But this world is always shaking. It's unsteady. It's never sound, so to speak. And we have to remember that vision of our God before us. Why? Well, I talk to the kids about this one very much so. Because we are frail humans. We are frail humans. Yet, God calls fading humans. God calls us. God knows how small we are. God knows our weaknesses. God knows our failures. God knows our fears. God knows how quickly human glory fades. You know, when I was a kid growing up, and you know, you're going through school, and you always want school to go quick so you can get to summer, and you know, and I always felt like as a kid, man, this life is so slow. And then I would hear my grandparents, talking in the background how fast the week went or how fast the year went. Now that I've gotten older, I see how fast, I cannot believe how fast this last year. And it seems like every year, it just seems like it goes faster by. We're already almost halfway through 2026 already. Nations rise, nations fall, empires crumble. Human achievements disappear like dust in the wind. That famous Kansas song that some of you know and probably could sing. And yet, in spite of all that, the psalmist says, God, now listen to this, this is amazing. God made us slightly less than divine. And crowned us with glory and grandeur. Think about that for a minute. I mean, how often do we hear somebody say, "Wow, you're glorious. You're made of grandeur," or you're like, you know, something of that nature. But we're still frail, aren't we? We're still weak. But we matter because we are all made in the image of God. We are loved. And we are entrusted with creation. With creation. Now, all you got to do is read the Old Testament. And you know that God knows our struggles to oversee creation wisely. Humans, yes, are crowned with glory and honor. And have certain responsibilities towards creation. And without this understanding, humans often fall into that ever-going cycle where we govern with greed instead of stewardship. We govern with violence instead of compassion. We govern with pride instead of humility. And that's just not governing. That's talking about all of our lives, every day. It's so easy, if we're not careful, to get caught up in that. Yet the psalmist envisions humanity working with God for the betterment of creation. But there's good news this morning. And we know what that good news is. In our failure to care, God sends his faithful Son. Faithful Christ. There's the answer. That's God's answer to frail humans, is faithful Christ. Faithful Christ. And I just like God calls fading humans, Christ calls doubting followers. Doubting followers. In Matthew 28, Christ is now standing before them, risen on this mountain, before his disciples and those that are with him, probably all that 120 that was described in the upper room at Pentecost. And he says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. And this hit me like a ton of bricks this week, and I don't think I ever saw it, or at least it never jumped out at me. You know how you read something, you rewrite over things? You know, my wife says I do that a lot as I'm getting older. Well, I read the caption. Matthew tells us as they gazed upon him that they worshiped him and some doubted. Now, I don't know about you. That's good news this morning. They were with him. They saw everything he did. They saw his nail prints and the wound in his side. What words of comfort? Because we struggle with doubt in our lives. And really, faith is a struggle with doubt and questions and all those kind of things in our lives. The risen Christ does not wait for perfect faith before he calls us. I used to meet people like that all the time. They thought they had to be perfect. I remember hearing my parents in the church we grew up. Dad would say, I don't know why they made so-and-so a deacon. They never come to church. But you know what? When they were a deacon, they started coming to church. And somehow, I think God got a hold of some of those people's lives. Listen, faith doesn't ignore doubts and questions. The church has always been made up of worshipers and doubters, and many times at the same time. We've struggled with that in our very lives at the same moment, where we have faith, but we still have doubts. And yet, Christ speaks, Christ still sends, Christ still promises his presence with us to the end of the age. And that's what he did to that group that was standing before them. That is good news this morning. And Christ sends us forth under his authority with love. With love. Christ stands as the true and faithful one, the true and faithful human being, the one who perfectly bears the image of God. And he sends us out not to conquer, not to dominate, not to build earthly empires, but to make disciples by baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Why? Because in baptism, we are all welcome into communion with the triune God. That's why the Trinity matters. The Trinity reveals at the center of reality, or the Trinity reveals at the center of reality, is eternal love. Because before creation, the Father loved the Son in fellowship with the Spirit. Listen to me. Love is not something God started. Love is who God is. And because God is love, creation itself is an act of love. Redemption is an act of love. Mission is an act of love. The church is an act of love, sent out to bear witness to that love. A mission so desperately needed in our world today. You know, most people live with crushing loneliness. Many wonder whether life has meaning or significance in an ever-changing and chaotic world. And they need to know the love of God. So, church, let us worship boldly. Let us love extravagantly. Let us serve faithfully. Let us go joyfully. That is our vision. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Because we are sent with love. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a few moments and greet one another there this morning. And then we'll close out by singing our chorus, Oh the Glory, a couple times this morning. So... Sing it. Our praise as we glory. let's go forth in the glory and grace of God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.